TNG Radio,
where today's culture and timeless truths come together.
It's reasoned, relevant content, apologetics, worldview, and answers to the questions that you need to know.
You need to know.
From Alex McFarland Ministries, this is Truth for a New Generation Radio. And now the man who preached in 50 states in 50 days, speaker, writer, and advocate for Christian apologetics, Dr. Alex McFarland.
Are you a Christian that can go the distance? What do we mean by that? Hi, this is Alex McFarland, and we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 10 today, talking about being a Christian that can really, really go the distance. Welcome to TNG Radio. And let me say, there was a horse that I love to read about named Man O' War, said to be the greatest racehorse of all time. This famous horse, Man O' War, in 1919, completed the first horse race ever to be filmed and won it by 7 lengths. He won the Belmont Stakes by 20 lengths and famously won a race in upstate New York by 100 lengths. Man O' War only lost one race in his entire career, and his 20 years of retirement were spent on a farm in Kentucky, and over a 20-year period while he was just in retirement, more than 1.5 million spectators stopped by to see the horse, 75,000 people a year. It was really amazing. The horse died in the 1940s, and his funeral was attended by more than 2,000 people from several nations, and it was broadcast on the radio throughout the USA. Amazing. And a number of biographies have been written by Man O' War. And one biographer said this, quote, "Some horses led him at the first turn, some led him at the back stretch, a few led him at the far turn, but no horse ever led Man O' War in the home stretch." Clearly, this was an animal that knew how to go the distance. And I think about the Christian life. It is a race. It's an endurance test in many ways. And reading 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, Vance Havner, the great evangelist, once said, quote, "Some Christians run nobly at the start of the race. Some do well halfway, but blessed is the man who makes a good finish." And we are to finish well. You know, Paul said, "I have finished my course." And Vance Havner said of the Apostle Paul, "Paul's batting average was good at the end of the season. He said, I have finished my course." Now, I bring all this up because I want to encourage Christians and encourage myself, frankly, as we enter a new year, that we recommit ourselves to be the best servant of Jesus Christ that we could possibly be in the days ahead. And as Christians and as Americans for God and country, we should give our best, give our all, and give our hearts and our lives to see this nation know salvation and godliness. And so we're going to talk about being a Christian who can really, really go the distance. And I want to read from Hebrews 9, 19 through 25. Let me read these scriptures, and we're going to talk about this. "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body." And remember in Matthew 27, 51 through 54, the curtain in the temple was ripped in two. Well, Jesus' body was rent on the cross. Okay, "a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, therefore let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings," that God would, listen to this, "keep our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast," or verse 23, "let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Now, verse 24 of Hebrews chapter 10, "and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." Think about these words of spurring one another on. We're going to come back to them. But spurring one another on and holding fast to our faith, verse 25, "and not giving up the meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." So, not forsaking meeting together and encouraging one another. We're going to talk about being a Christian who can go the distance, being a champion for Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that life is always going to be rosy, being a faithful servant of Jesus Christ. I think about overcomers and how we of all people, Christians, have every reason to be excited, to be victorious in this thing called the Christian life. In 1962, a book was released called Cradles of Eminence, in which the authors, Victor and Mildred Gertzel, they looked into the family and the backgrounds of 400 very successful people. They tried to find the circumstances and the events that contributed to who these people became, and presumably how their experiences had shaped who they are. Their subjects included Albert Einstein, many other famous people of the time, and they discovered, listen to this, that 3/4 of the highly successful people came from, quote, troubled childhoods, poverty, broken homes, or parental abuse. 1/4, 25% of the world's most influential people at the time, had physical disabilities. And virtually all of the people who became playwrights or writers, well-known journalists and published authors, had come from families in which their parents had been constantly embroiled in one crisis after another. Now, here is what the sociologists concluded, quote, "The need to compensate for disadvantages was a major factor in their drive for personal achievement." And, quote, "Coming up easy can, in many cases, be counterproductive to a person's development." When we come back after this brief break, we're going to talk about going the distance for Christ. And I want to challenge you to purpose in your heart and pray. And with God's help and for God's glory, make this next year the best year ever in your personal growth. Being a Christian that goes the distance. This and more when TNG Radio continues.
From I Am a Watchman Ministries, here's today's I Am a Watchman Minute.
The rapture can happen at any time. Do you have a friend or family member who is not spiritually ready and in danger of being left behind? What if, after you were taken in the rapture, you had one more opportunity to share the gospel with someone you care about, someone who is left behind? What if there was a resource designed to help disciple new believers and develop leaders after the rapture? The Rapture Kit is that resource. It has been developed to help believers today reach out to the lost before the rapture and provide spiritual and survival information for those not taken in the rapture. Visit imawatchman.com and click the Rapture Kit button at the top of the homepage to learn more about this new evangelistic and discipleship resource. Consider giving one as a gift today.
Be bold. Be faithful. Be a watchman. IamAWatchman.com.
You know, Alex has been writing for many years, and one of his classic books is still great today as a basic introduction to the Christian faith. It's called Stand: Core Truths You Must Know for an Unshakable Faith. This book will help you help your teens get off the roller coaster of doubt and onto solid ground. You'll read about the 6 pillars of biblical Christianity. They are 1, inspiration of the Bible, 2, the virgin birth, 3, the deity of Christ, 4, atonement, 5, Christ's resurrection, and 6, Christ's return. You know, Alex mixes it up with humor and stories he gleaned from decades of working with youth and encourages teens to build a foundation of faith that will stabilize their lives and help them take a stand for Christ. Simple and straightforward, Stand: Core Truths You Must Know for an Unshakable Faith. Available wherever Christian books are sold.
If you're a Christian parent, you of course want to instill a biblical view of life in the hearts of your children. If you're a pastor, you want to offer ministry that draws young families to your church. This is Alex McFarland encouraging you to check out my new book and video curriculum, The 21 Toughest Questions Your Kids Will Ask About Christianity.
Why do bad things happen?
I interviewed hundreds of children ages 5 to 12, and we address actual questions from actual children, the spiritual issues that are on the minds of your kids.
Did Jesus ever sin?
The book and video lessons are great for groups of any size and was produced with the goal of equipping kids to stand strong for Christ in any situation. The 21 Toughest Questions Your Kids Will Ask, the book, study guide, and video series, you'll find it at afastore.net. That's afastore.net.
timeless truths in a soundbite culture. Truth for a New Generation Radio.
Being a Christian that goes the distance, Hebrews 10, and we're talking about making this year our best year ever for the Lord and for all the things He's called us to. Hey, by the way, while we are talking about being equipped and serving the Lord, I do want to remind everybody that we're going to be at the Cove in July, July 27. For a few days, we're going to be at the Billy Graham Training Center in Western North Carolina. Now, folks, truly, this is the greatest retreat center in North America. Beautiful facilities, beautiful lodging, world-class food, I assure you, the best food you'll ever eat. Great fellowship, but best of all, we're going to be in the Word of God. Now listen to this. I'll be teaching through Daniel and Revelation, and the subject, how God writes history in advance, Bible prophecy. We're going to have ample time for Q&A. There's going to be sessions together, unbelievable fellowship with people from all around the country, and we want you to be there. And let's look at Bible prophecy together. Friends, I believe we're growing nearer and nearer to the time of Christ's return, and it behooves all of us to really know Bible prophecy. And it's such an inspiring, motivational thing to look at God's promises regarding our near and distant future. And so you can go to the Billy Graham website for the Retreat Center, which is thecove.org, C-O-V-E, thecove.org. Put my name in the space bar, just Alex McFarland, and you'll find the seminar there. And so we'll study Daniel Revelation together. It begins July 27. I would love for you to be there. This would be a great gift to give to your spouse, yourself, your pastor. Many times I'll be at the Cove, and people, as a gift, send their pastor and their staff. When I was there last summer, there was a church. Their entire pastoral staff had come, along with many of their leaders and members. So we hope to see you there, and so much more. You can look at my calendar at alexmcfarland.com or go to thecove.org for the prophecy seminar. Now, we're talking about going the distance for Jesus Christ, and it says in verse 19, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place." Now, it's been said very famously, when in the Word of God you see the word "therefore," see what it is? Therefore. The writer of Hebrews is making this argument that Jesus Christ is the summation of all the prophecies, the fulfillment of the law, the righteousness of God, and the very person of God revealed to the human race. And it says that Jesus, our high priest, was touched with the feeling of our infirmities, tempted in all points like we, yet without sin. So if you've ever felt like, you know, nobody understands what I'm going through, physical issues, financial issues, pressure all around, and you wonder, does anybody care? Does anybody really understand? Yes, Jesus understands. Now, I think about this. There's a passage where it says everybody went to their own house, and Jesus said, "Foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man doesn't have a place to lay his head." Jesus knew what it was to not have a roof over your head. Jesus knew what it was to be hungry, to be thirsty, to be falsely accused, to be misunderstood by those closest to you. He knew what it was to feel intense physical pain. Jesus knew what it was to do right by people, to pour yourself out, to show love, and yet to be rejected and ignored and mocked. And whatever you're going through, Jesus really does understand. And He laid down His life to pay for our sins, to rise from the dead. And verse 19 of Hebrews 10 says, I love the sense in these passages, S-I-N-C-E. Since we have a confidence to enter the most holy place, since we have a new and living way open to us through His broken body on the cross and then risen again, since we have a great high priest over the house of God. In other words, since all these things, friends, since your Christian faith is real and the things we believe in are rooted in reality, since all these things, remember why we stay motivated. Here's how you can go the distance for Jesus Christ in these days ahead. I'm going to give you the points and then I'll go back and reiterate just a bit. remember why we stay motivated. Remember who we are to stay close to. Remember how we are to live. Remember what we believe in. Remember these things. And then finally, remember where our priorities are to be focused. Now, let me reiterate just a little bit. Remember why we stay motivated. Why? Because Jesus rose from the grave. If Jesus could pay for the sin debt of 50 billion humans, endure that pain, rise from the grave, ascend to heaven, send the Holy Spirit, birth the church, sustain it for more than 2,000 years now, if he could give his word, the Bible, preserve it in the face of intense persecution and countless attempts over the centuries to eradicate the word of God, and yet we still have the Bible, if he can hold the solar system in place and oversee the operation of the universe and the involuntary heartbeat of 7.5 billion humans right now, he keeps everybody alive that is alive, and according to Colossians, sustains it all with the word of his power. Look, if God can do all that, and frankly, I would say another thing too, hold back his wrath from a human race that so deserves the judgment of God, but yet in his mercy, he holds back wrath because he's long-suffering, patient, not willing that any should perish, then we know he can meet our needs. He sees you right where you are right now in your journey. He knows where you are. He knows the blessings he has for you in the new year. He knows what you're going to be doing 12 months from now. He knows the needs that are going to come your way. Look, the surprises of tomorrow, God's already there. And he says, hey, I got this. Remember why we stay motivated. And we've got a mission to the world, and we've got a message for the world. The mission, reach people of all nations, make disciples of every nation. The message that God is real, and he has a plan, and he loves everybody, and he rose from the dead. Hey, that motivates me. Maybe it motivates you. Remember who we are to stay close to. Verse 22 says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. Draw near to God, a full heart and full assurance, and fully walking in his presence. Now stay tuned. We've got to pull away for a brief break. We're going to come back and give you a few more thoughts about going the distance for God in your Christian walk in the days ahead. Don't go away. TNG Radio is back after this.
Christians don't necessarily agree with one another when it comes to questions of religious pluralism, homosexuality, the role of government, abortion, and war. Too often we manage these disagreements by ignoring them. Yet we're called to engage the world for the sake of Christ. How can we be effective if we avoid society's most pressing questions? In 10 Issues That Divide Christians, Alex McFarland challenges us to drill down to the biblical core of 10 current issues, such as social justice, evil and suffering, pornography, and environmentalism, as he echoes the biblical invitation, "Come, let us reason together." Only by engaging the scriptures deeply, thinking clearly, and speaking truthfully, can we in God's family address our differences and discover the peace that comes with unity of purpose? 10 Issues That Divide Christians. Find this book and many others at alexmcfarland.com.
As a group, millennials have more than $1 trillion in purchasing power. So you know businesses are watching us. By 2025, we'll comprise 75% of the workforce. So employers are watching us. Despite these positives, millennials are losing our faith. So we know Satan is watching us. Engage Magazine is for millennials by millennials, and it speaks to faith, purpose, and a closer walk with Jesus. Because above all, God is watching us. Visit engagemagazine.net.
At Liberty University, you'll earn more than a degree. You'll earn the satisfaction of seeing what you can accomplish and what God can accomplish through you. Choose from more than 600 degree options, from an associate to a PhD, and study 100% online more affordably than you think. Discover God's truth through every degree at Liberty University, where we train champions for Christ. Go to liberty.edu/explore to learn more. That's liberty.edu/explore to learn more.
In the midst of a culture obsessed with relativism, Alex McFarland is a voice you can trust to speak the timeless truths of Christianity in a timely way. You're listening to Truth for a New Generation Radio.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking about being a Christian that goes the distance. Remember why we stay motivated. Remember who we are to stay close to, walking with Jesus every day. And then finally, remember how we are to live, the spiritual state that we're to maintain. Now, verse 22 of Hebrews 10 said, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart." Sincere means without wax. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard the illustration about sculptors, that if there were flaws in the material, in the medium or media, the stone, they would put wax. And sincere means without wax, not something covering up, you know, some superficial veneer covering up a problem, but it means complete and thorough and pure and real, authentic. We're supposed to have an authentic, sincere heart, and we walk with full assurance, not doubting. Ephesians talks about not doubting and wavering like a wave on the ocean. And then how are we to live? We are to keep our hearts sprinkled, cleansed from a guilty conscience, having our bodies washed with pure water, our person. We're to maintain a spiritual state of walking with the Lord and having our sins confessed. And, you know, I think about 1 John 1:9, which we often use in evangelism. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But do you know 1 John 1:9 is really written to Christians? So we're to keep our hearts confessed up and walk as obedient, consistent followers of Jesus, not vacillating on and off, hot, cold, up and down, but to live a stable, consistent, obedient life. And remember what we believe in. Point number four, remember what we believe in. Now think of this. We're to have faith that is consistent and fruitfulness that is contagious. All right. Verse 23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for He who promised is faithful. So let me say, don't doubt the word of God. People ask me, do you really believe that Moses parted the Red Sea? Do you really believe in all those miracles? Do you really believe in the feeding of the 5,000 and healing the lepers and raising Lazarus and the resurrection? Do I believe that? Absolutely. Absolutely, 1,000% yes. If God is the all-powerful, eternal, omnipotent Lord that the Bible claims Him to be, and logic and common sense tells us there has to be this ultimate being, non-contingent on anything outside of Himself. In other words, if God exists, then of course the atonement is possible, the resurrection is possible, and based on all the evidence, not only possible, but actual. So we are to have a faith that is consistent. Trust God. Trust His word, and we can be fruitful in a way that's contagious. Look at verse 24 of Hebrews 10. I love this. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Now think about these words of spurring one another on to good works. See, as you faithfully process the journey that you're on for Jesus and with Jesus, it does have an impact on others. Billy Graham said, courage is contagious. Fruitfulness is contagious. Obedience is contagious. You know, I think about John Bunyan, the author of Pilgrim's Progress. He lived 1628 to 1688. John Bunyan said this. Now, think about it. If you're struggling and maybe weeping tears because of the pressure and the journey that you've been on, but listen to the words of John Bunyan. Quote, Christians are like the several flowers in a garden that have on each of them the dew of heaven, which being shaken with the wind, they fall at each other's roots, whereby they are jointly nourished and become nourishers of each other. Are you a Christian who nourishes others? We are to spur others on to good works, and we are to remember what we believe in and to be contagious in our obedience and fruitfulness. And then we're to remember where our priorities and resources are to be focused. Verse 25, not giving up the meeting together, going to church, being a part of the corporate body of Christ, but encouraging one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Vance Havner, the great evangelist who had such an impact on Billy Graham, Vance Havner said this, now listen to this, quote, "There are many brands of treason in the Christian camp, men who deny the historicity and authenticity of God's word, worldlings who hobnob with the enemy, indifferent church members who come not to the help of the Lord against the mighty. All of these are traitors. It sounds good to talk about forgetting all of our differences and closing ranks to face the foe without, but let's not forget the foes within." Vance Havner says, Paul recognized two threats to the church, wolves from without and false leaders from within, referencing Acts 20. We've got to be the Christians that have our priorities focused in the right directions. So in conclusion, you know, as this new year begins, may God help us purpose in our heart to be a victor for Christ, a representative for Christ, and at all times living to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we talk about doing apologetics, but we ourselves are to be an apologetic. And listen, no matter what this life throws at you, God is able to help you and protect you and use you. I read a story that was reported by the British newspaper. The son of 45-year-old clergyman Adam Elwood was bitten in multiple places by a dog. And his pants were ripped, his shirt was torn to shreds. He was attacked by this dog in the English village of Westport. And the headline in the Sun said, "Vicar savaged by a dog named Satan." And the Reverend Elwood said, "It was terrifying. I was lucky to get out of it." Let me say, Reverend Elwood is certainly not the first Christian to get attacked by a dog, a beast named Satan. But he survived, and you can survive, you can thrive, and as this one year closes and a new year begins, let us be a Christian that goes the distance, bears the fruit, serves the Lord, shines the light, proclaims the truth, and in time, we can make a mark that counts for eternity. For God's glory and in His strength, let's do that. God bless you. Go forth boldly for Jesus, and thank you for listening to TNG Radio.
TNG Radio is made possible by the Friends of Alex McFarland Ministries, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. That's P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. Call us at 877-YES-GOD-1. That's 877-YES-GOD and the number 1. Or give online at alexmcfarland.com. While you're there, listen to program archives, read Alex's blog, invite Alex to speak at your event, or contact Alex with a question or comment. alexmcfarland.com. Thanks for listening today, and join us again next time as we bring you more truth for a new generation on TNG Radio.